Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Mayo may have clashed in the All-Ireland semi-final over the weekend. That hasn't stopped one Mayo supporter and one Dublin supporter from joining forces for a new Dublin fringe show. GAA Mad explores GAA history and culture through the lens of LGBT supporters. Our reporter, Liam Geraghty, has been finding out more.
I love the feel of a match. The sounds of a match, the roars, the sound of boot to leather, leather on wood, the ding from a wide crossbar, the tricolour and county flags flap, flap, flapping in the wind, the sun beating down on you on a fine September day, the rain in your face in the middle of May.
Vicky Curtis and Áine O'Hara are Ga Mad, which is also the title of their upcoming show at Dublin Fringe. Here's Áine.
So it's about our kind of obsession with the GAA and how we as queer people kind of feel in a GAA environment and how we feel queer people are represented or not represented in the GAA.
So I think what we'll do is we'll kind of stop start through this spoken word section, okay? And just what you've both done is sort of that this is when we're bringing in Áine at the top and then it goes into Vicky. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of, what we really want to do...
Áine and Vicky are in the middle of rehearsals here in the Fringe Lab in Temple Bar with their director, Niamh McCann.
So let's kick off with Áine. And can you jump into that? And I might stop start you as you go. Yeah. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Here's Vicky Curtis.
Áine was working on a Fringe play that I had 3 years ago, and she was telling me that she couldn't do the Saturday matinee, and I was kind of raging with her, and she was kind of sheepish about coming out about where she was going. I thought somebody was dying. I was getting a bit annoyed at her, and she was like, Vicky, I got a ticket to the replay of the Dublin Mayo final. I didn't think you'd understand. And I was like, what? I was like, lucky you can go, I can't, I'm on the stage. So then everybody in the theatre space was like, what match? What's a match? What's the ga? And then we had to explain to them, you know, that we were GAA fans. So we were like these outsiders as GAA fans in theatre spaces. And then when we were at the matches, everybody would be looking at us going, what the hell are these two people doing here? So that's how the conversation came about. And because we're Dublin Mayo, we thought this is a fun, natural rivalry that, you know, we can play around with. There's a lot of drama. There's so much history around the GAA. And then we were like, as queer people, we didn't see ourselves represented up until recently. So we thought, let's talk about this. So we brought it into a theatre space.
One team, well, playing for the chance for football immortality if they can get to the final and have a crack at this five in a row. The other playing for the right to get into the decider and win a prize that hasn't been to Mayo for a lifetime. Connor Lane.
Yeah, like my family are absolutely obsessed.
Áine again.
Like since I was a child, they were always watching the match every single weekend. And then say once we got kind of old enough, me and my sister, like 8 or 10, we would go to the matches every summer, like all the matches. We'd head up from like where I'm from in North Mayo, which is like about 5.5 hours it takes to get to Croke Park. And we would, you know, pack up the car, like go with all our families. Like all my uncles are hugely into it. My cousins are into it. My cousins in Cavan play for Cavan. Like it's all we talk about.
That was well inside. So Mayo lead inside the second minute. Killian O'Connor opens his and Mayo.
The first time I saw any kind of movement like LGBT, like queer people wise for the GAA was that David Goff, who's a referee, like an out gay man, he was on the late. And my mom rang me up and she was like, did you see this fella on the late? Like, you like this? And he was talking about how they were going to be making this policy and how they wanted to be really open to queer people and support them, give them a place to play. They wanted everyone to be part of the sport. And like, I was actually shocked. It isn't something that I expected from the GAA. And then this is their first year ever marching in Pride. And like, it was small and there are still no out male players like playing right now, but maybe this kind of push from the GAA will help that happen. And it was really nice to see. Both me and Vicky like went down to Pride and like stood at the sides and were like looking at the GAA kind of bemused and like happy and still like, oh god, I can't believe this is happening sort of thing.
It's the radio silence for a free from a wide. It's the maroon of a Galway tribe. It's the cats in gold and black and blue. The rebel county, the lily whites and the faraway but not forgotten Donegals. The kingdom and the meads. It's the Sligo and a rise to Innisfree. Still dreaming of Sam's Ufolia. Tipperary's yellow and blue. Wicklow, Wexford, Leitrim, Roscommon.
The Rossies.
Antrim, Carlow, Rising, the Banner.
That's where Davy Fitz is from.
Derry, Fermanagh. Cavan, Monaghan, Antrim, Leash, Longford, Onlu, Tyrone and Mayo. Mayo Aboo.
And on it goes. Liam Geraghty reporting there. And GAA Mad is playing in Bewley's Cafe Theatre from September 9 to the 21st. Tickets available on fringefest.com.